Random House Audio presents Magnificent Desolation, The Long Journey Home from the Moon, by Buzz Aldrin, with Ken Abraham. Read for you by Patrick Egan. Chapter 1. A Journey for All Mankind. Wednesday, July 16, 1969, 6 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Countdown: T-minus 3 hours, 30 minutes to liftoff. Clear Florida sky. Elevated 300 feet in the air on an upper platform of Kennedy Space Center's Launch Pad 39A, I stood alone on the grating of the towering gantry. A few yards away, loaded with more than 2,000 tons of liquid oxygen and hydrogen propellant, the giant Saturn V rocket also stood, primed for liftoff as the countdown progressed. Large shards of frost were already falling off its outer skin from the super-chilled liquid oxygen within. Hours earlier, my Apollo 11 crewmates, Neil Armstrong and Michael Collins and I, had enjoyed a pre-dawn steak and eggs breakfast, an astronaut tradition, and had gone through an elaborate suiting up with NASA's equipment team, helping us get into our pressurized suits, helmets, gloves, and boots. Along with our pad leader, Günter Wendt, a gray-haired man of German descent who had worked on almost every launch since the early days of the Mercury program, the three of us, carrying our portable air conditioning ventilators as though we were heading off to work with our briefcases, loaded into the courier van for the short drive out to the launch pad. Slowly, we ascended in the gantry elevator.